welcome to Train to Game Radio. I'm Mark Kington.
Hi, I'm Dom Young. I live in Portsmouth, and I'm on the developer course on Train to Game.
Hi, Dom. How you doing, mate?
Not bad, thank you. Yourself?
I'm all right. Cheers, bud. So tell me a bit about yourself, then.
I came out of college when I was 19. I've always wanted to be a developer. I sort of worked on a lot of stuff during my college time. I did Visual Basic to start with. It's not the language that I had in mind, but it was the only one that they taught there at the time. From then onwards, I've sort of just been doing jobs that I didn't really want to do in my own time. I've just been working on my own thing. About a year or so ago, I decided to join the Train to Game course because I needed a little bit more structure and discipline in my learning. And it's basically what's brought me to here, really.
What started off your want for coding and stuff like that?
It was basically all down to the fact that when I was younger and playing games and stuff, I always thought it'd be cool just to implement my own things, and I always had an imaginative way of thinking. So when it came to like the PC and stuff like that, I started out playing a game called Vice City at the time. I'm sure everyone knows that.
Indeed.
And there was like stuff you could do, like changing some of the scripts to replace some of the models in the game. You can also add predefined scripts that are already done. You could put them into the game and see how they worked. And I just thought that was pretty cool. From then onwards, it was just basically like researching and seeing how that all worked.
So were you doing a lot of game mods and stuff like that during your college years?
A little bit. When I started off learning Visual Basic, I thought, you know, I'm going to be learning Visual Basic through the 3 years that I'm at college, so I might as well get comfortable with using that. Obviously, it's got constraints when it comes to making games, like the fact that you can't, you know, it misses an API, basically. But yeah, I was playing around with that, making little games and stuff on screen. When I left college, I started learning C++ as a full-time thing. And then obviously I found out that the Train to Game course also teaches C++, so it worked out really well.
Now you're with Train to Game. You said you were doing other projects and stuff. What are you working on now?
I joined a company called Icy Monty. I found Nick on the Train to Game forum, and then through Nick I met John. Within that company, we do a lot of client work primarily. That's mainly our focus. We put our clients first, and then we work on our own sort of thing during the evenings or on weekends. Most of the time it's just ideas that we throw about. We get together in a call, we write a few documents, and then we try and see if we can implement it, and if it actually works out, we'll go ahead and do it. If it seems like it's going to be boring or it's not going to work out, we decide not to bother with it anymore, basically. We've got a few projects sort of playing around with at the moment, one being a sort of like type of racing game where you start off and then you've got to see how far you can get whilst being obstructed by various types of zombies, basically. But it's just an idea that we've thrown out there, but at the moment it's all in the works.
Yeah, so is that a full-time job for you now, working with Icy Monty?
It is now, yeah. I worked in retail prior, and then I got the chance to join Icy Monty, doing something that I really like doing, and no one would turn that down for definite.
Man, that's got to be a bit of a relief, hadn't it?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I mean, I've been working in, you know, jobs I hate for most of my life, well, since I left college. So I've worked in stuff like warehouses and call centres and retail and all that sort of stuff. As soon as Icy Monty told me they were interviewing, sort of inquired more about it, managed to get hooked up with an interview. That's where I met John. It sort of happened straight away. Within a couple of days, he asked me if I wanted to start, and I handed him my notice at work.
Excellent. So what was it you think they liked about you so much then?
It was more like the drive. I didn't care how much I was earning or anything like that. It was just more the fact that I wanted to do what I liked doing. That was all I really cared about. As soon as Nick told me that they were looking for someone to be a developer for them, he told me about what they were using, like Unity and C# and stuff like that. Straight away, I started getting straight onto it, started learning Unity, obviously told him about it, and both of them were quite shocked about the, you know, the drive that I had. So I think that played a big part in the reason why I got the job.
Excellent. So with this full-time job, then you can pay the bills all right then?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. I mean, I'm happy as long as I can make, you know, just sort of ends meet and do what I love doing, basically.
You sound like you've got a real love of all things code.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Like I said, it's the only thing that I've ever wanted to do, and I'm sure it's the only thing that I'll ever want to do.
Excellent. So what are your ambitions to move on to or go forward to in the future?
Icy Monty's my first ever game industry job. Working with programming full-time, so I hope to stick with those guys. You know, working with John and Nick's, it's really laid back. You can ask for a better set of managers, to be honest with you.
Excellent. Well, I think that's all we got time for today, Dom, so thank you very much for your time.
Not a problem at all. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure.
For more information, www.traintogame.com.